Good morning. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining us today as we talk about how to get the results that you want. How to get the results that you want. Well, it's your right to be happy and successful, and you're here to lead an abundant life. You're here to grow. And why should you be satisfied with not having enough when you can have a fuller, happier, more wonderful life just by using your mind correctly? And one of the main reasons that people fail to get the results they want is a lack of confidence. Many people block their own success because they just don't understand how their minds work. And we need to talk about that this morning, how our minds work. You know, William James said that the greatest discovery of the 19th century was the power of the subconscious mind, using the power of the subconscious mind. And there is tremendous power within you. You've got to learn how to tap into this subliminal confidence that you have, because all we need to do is to tell our subconscious mind what it is that we want to be happy or to be successful or to be financially okay. We need to feed that to our mind through talking positive, through telling our mind what it is that we want. See, there's no block to your happiness or your financial wealth or any of those things that you desire. It's just that we need to program ourselves correctly. We need to talk positive to ourselves. Very, very important that we talk to ourselves in a way that the subconscious mind will actually accept it and believe it. You see, the subconscious part of our mind has no reasoning. It just does whatever it is we tell it. Now, you can watch a hypnotist work with someone, and they'll give people suggestions, and the person will do what the hypnotist suggests to them, you know, as long as it doesn't go against their character or it doesn't go against their morals or their values. They will go ahead and do whatever is instructed to the subconscious mind. And so that kind of tells us that if we would program our subconscious minds correctly, we could become whatever we wanted. We could do whatever we wanted. We could get the results that we want. And so that's one of the things that we need to think about is how do we program our mind? And, you know, you just have to talk to yourself in a positive way. You have to talk to yourself the way that you can get your mind to accept and believe it. You know, it's your right to be wealthy. It's your right to be healthy. It's your right to have the things that you want. You're here to lead an abundant life and to be happy and to be free. And therefore, you can do that by telling your mind what it is that you want your mind to know. So you say to yourself every morning an affirmation. Now, an affirmation means that you're affirming that whatever it is that you want is true for you. So you say your affirmation in a positive present tense. So you would say, I am financially stable, or I am living an abundant life. So you add whatever it is you want to the words, I am. See, you don't have to be satisfied with just enough to go around. When you can use your subconscious mind to become all that you want to be. And it's a matter of programming. And most of us have been programmed by someone else. As we grew up, we were told, you're not enough, you can't be enough, you can't have that, you never will amount to anything. And so any of those kinds of negative things that were told to us often enough, we started to believe it. So we have to change that programming, start talking to ourselves in a more positive way. And I think one of the problems with getting the results we want very often is, especially when it comes to money, is we start to think of money as though it's the avenue to everything. And really and truly, it's not. It's a symbol of exchange. That's all it is. And so, yes, it might mean to you that you can get the things you want. You can get luxury and abundance and refinement. But it is merely a symbol of exchange. And so when you start thinking about that, what kind of things can you exchange? And, you know, when money is circulating freely in your life, you're economically healthy. And when you begin to hoard money to put away in 10 boxes and you become fearful that you're going to lose all your money, you know, you start socking it away in the backyard or something. Well, I know we don't do that anymore, but some people used to. They'd put it in a tin box and they'd dig a hole in the backyard and they'd hide it there. And we don't do that much anymore, but we do hide it in other places. So we have to start to think in terms of what is that money. Money is a medium of exchange. It is a way of getting the things that we want. And so we look at it differently. And, you know, if we will start to think about more than that, more than money for an abundant life, if we start to think about things like our spiritual life and our confidence and our relationships, there's so much more to having an abundant life. And so we need to talk to ourselves in a positive way. I use a journal. I have what I call my achievement journal, and the journal is a very positive way of making sure that I have an abundant life. I have that journal divided into the 8 areas of our lives, and so that, you know, we have stress. We get stress in each of the 8 areas of our lives, and so we need to think about those areas and say to ourselves, well, what can I do in each of these areas in order to have a more abundant life? And that's why you want to write down what you want and then start to positively, like, affirm that that's what you're going to have in that particular area of your life. And so let's talk about these different areas of our lives and what it can mean to us if we set goals and we affirm in each of those areas of our life. And one of them is our career. You know, what are you doing in your career? Have you affirmed that you are in the job that you want? Have you affirmed that you're getting along with the people where you work and that life is going the way you want it to at work? And if you are looking for a promotion, have you affirmed that you're going to get that promotion and not been feeling like, oh, I'm not going to get it. Somebody else is probably going to get it. They probably have more ability. They probably have more juice. They're probably more connected than I am. So, no, you have to start saying to yourself, you know, I can have this job. I can make it work. I can get whatever it is I want. So get very positive about it. And of course, you know, you have to look the part and do the part. You have to do the work. You can't just sit there and say, I am getting promoted and do nothing. You have to do the things that go along with getting promoted. The action is so very, very important. Now, also, what about your financial? If you sit around going, I'm broke, people who have money are not happy, well, then guess what? You're going to be broke and you're not going to be happy because you're affirming those kinds of things are true. See, so you've got to look at it and say, okay, I have an abundant life and that I have the things that I want and I am getting healthier financially every single day. And see, you're here to use your power or your authority wisely. And the love of money to the exclusion of everything else will cause you to become lopsided and unbalanced. So if you set your heart on money exclusively and say, money is all I want, I'm going to give all my attention to amassing money, nothing else matters, well, you can get money and attain a fortune, but you've forgotten that you're here to lead a balanced life. You must also satisfy your hunger for peace of mind, harmony, love, joy, and perfect health. See, by making money your sole aim, you simply made a wrong choice. And that's what life is all about. It's about choices. You thought that all you wanted was money, but it wasn't. You need to have a ways to express your hidden talents, your beauty, the joy of contributing to the welfare and the success of others. There's so much more to life than just money. So let's look at the next part of our lives. We've talked about the first two, career and financial. Let's talk about relationships. What do you want in your relationship? You know, it's very important for you to be the kind of person that you want to be with. If you want to be with someone kind and fun and nice, then be that kind of person, because like attracts like. And if you are not very nice, you're hateful, you're unhappy, you're complaining all the time, you're not going to attract somebody who wants to be around someone who's pleasant and positive. You've got to be the kind of person that you want people to be. If you want to be with someone who's fun and attractive and positive, then you need to be that way too. So it's very, very important that you are trying to be a partner in success with someone. See, success means successful living. It means peace and joy and happiness. The external experience of these qualities is the everlasting happiness that comes with being the kind of person that people want to be with. So the first step to success is to find out the thing you love to do and then do it. Success is in loving, whether it's your work or your career or your relationship. Success comes in loving those things. It doesn't come in getting up and being upset that you have to go to work today and that, oh my goodness, things are just awful there and you don't like the people you work with and you don't, you know, if you don't like the things that are going on in your life, then change them. Do something different. Do something different. And your health. What about your health? What are you doing to take care of your health, actually? Are you getting out there and exercising every day? You know, we'd all like to have a great body. That's one of the results that we want. We want to be fit. We want to look good. We want to feel good. But you can't do it without a little bit of physical work. So you just don't sit there and affirm, I have a great body. I have a great body. Yes, it's important for you to affirm that. I have a great body. I do have a healthy body. And you also have to do the things that come with getting that healthy body. So you have to eat right and exercise. I went through a period where the doctor said that I had cancer, and he said, if you want to get over this, you have to make some changes. Well, I want to tell you what, the changes weren't easy. And I had to eat totally different than I'd ever eaten before. I had to get out there and exercise and do things differently than I'd ever done before. And I had to take naps in the afternoon. Now, I'm not a person that wants to take a nap in the afternoon, but that's one of the things my body needed at that time. So if you want to get the results that you want, first off, you have to identify the results. So you have to set some goals, like in your career, what is the job that you want to do? How do you want to do that? What's it going to take to get there? In your relationships, what kind of people do you want to be with? Because if you want to have results, you've got to know up front what you want the result to be. And then in your health, how healthy do you want to be? Do you want to take responsibility for your health? Or do you think you can just sit back and let someone else do that for you? Because you can't. You cannot sit back and let someone else do that for you. You have got to take responsibility for your own life and have the discipline to make things happen. You need to have the discipline. This is Judy Morio. You're listening to Choices today, and we are talking about the different kinds of choices you can make in order to get the results that you want in your life. And you can let me know what it is that you want to hear about, because all you have to do is write me an email, judy@judymorio.com, and let me know whatever it is that you would like me to talk about, because I want to talk about what you want to hear. I don't want to just be sitting here talking to a blank wall and have you out there thinking, oh, this is not what I want to hear. Let me know. Write to me, Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymorio, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O, .com, and let me know what's going on. And also, go over to my website, judymorio.com, and sign up for my free newsletter. I have a newsletter that I send out every month, which is going to give you some articles about how to have a more abundant life. And it's also going to give you some quotations and some other information that you might like to have. And also, while you're there, well, when you sign up for the newsletter, one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to automatically get one of my articles. It's a recording that's going to come to you. It's an article that I've written and recorded on Realize Who You Are. And the minute you sign up for that newsletter, that'll come straight through to you. And while you're there, also click on the link to Choices Magazine, because this magazine comes out 4 times a year. And we have some fabulous writers in this magazine that will have some great articles for you. So just go to our Choices Magazine and take a look at that, because you're going to really, really enjoy many, many of the articles that are in that magazine. The first issue came out in the spring of this year, and it was our financial issue. And this last issue that just came out this month, a summer issue, is our health and beauty issue. So those are online, and you can read them anytime that you want to, and they will help you to get the results that you want in life. The articles in there will definitely help you. One of the other areas that we want to look at is, in the 8 areas of our lives, is our spiritual aspect. What are you doing to renew your soul? What are you doing every day in order to help you be more confident? Do you have a time when you can meditate, when you can sit and pray, when you can just sit in the silence and think? You know, so much of the time in our lives, there's so much noise around us that we don't have time to connect with the spiritual aspect of our lives. With the television going on in the background and the radio going on, it just kind of leaves us kind of empty sometimes. So if you're feeling empty, one of the things I highly recommend that you do is to find a real quiet spot and just sit there and try not to think about anything. What I do is I concentrate on the number 1, and I keep trying to bring my mind back to that, because, you know, our minds are crazy. They run all over everywhere, and they want to think about everything. And I just let it do that, and then I bring it back, and I think 1. And I try to see the number 1 in my mind. I try to see it in different colors. I try to see it flying in and flying out. And then all of a sudden, it's like there's nothing. There's just this connection with the spiritual, and it's such an incredible feeling. And that's when you start to feel like, okay, I can do it. I can do it. You have to experience it to really, really know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you're probably sitting there listening, thinking I'm a total kook. But it happens, and it's such a good, powerful feeling to connect. And then what about your educational goals? What is it that you want? Do you want to go back to school? Do you want to learn a specific thing? Do you want to learn about the internet? Do you want to learn how to navigate better on the internet? There's so many things to learn in this day and age. I get amazed when I get around people and they say that they're just bored. Oh, I'm just bored. How can you be bored? There's so much to learn. You can get on the internet and go to Google or go to any of the big networks, and you're going to be able to find all kinds of things that you can read and learn about. And it's so powerful to learn something new every day. I'm a big advocate of lifelong learning. Just this week, I got a whole bunch of new information that I started working on. I've been reading how to do PowerPoint even better. And I got this new program called Concept Draw, and I'm trying to learn how to deal with that. So, you know, just find something new to do. Experiment. Think back to when you were a child. What were the kinds of things that you wanted to do? What did you want to learn? And then take a shot at learning some of those things. It's very, very important. Another of the eight areas of our lives is our community. How involved are you in your community? Get involved. There are people out there that need you. And I don't care if it's you're going to volunteer for the Goodwill or the Salvation Army, or you're going to take an art class or a dance class, or you're going to clean up the highway or get involved in Habitat for Humanity. But do something that helps the community and the world to be a better place. When you do that, you're going to find that you're going to be happier. You're going to have more peace. You're going to feel like you've been doing something to help other people. And when you do that, you're going to feel like $1 million. I know last year when we were on vacation, we went to El Salvador, and we went to church one Sunday, and while we were at church, they said they were going to be painting this neighborhood in El Salvador. They wanted the people to have better, cleaner area where they lived, and so we volunteered. And it was turned out to be the best part of the vacation. We had such an incredible time. We were painting houses with people that we just met at church, and it was a sense of community, and it was so fun, and we were making the neighborhood cleaner, and the people that lived in that neighborhood in El Salvador, they were so thankful to have their houses painted because their houses were so filthy and they were so covered with graffiti, and they loved it. They absolutely loved that people came and help them to have a better environment in which to live. And I have to tell you, it not only helped them, it helped us. It helped us to have the physical activity of doing it. It helped us talking to each other and teasing and kidding around. And it helped us feel like we had done something that made a difference in somebody's life. And that's one of the things that helps you to be happier, is when you feel like you're accomplishing things. Now, I'm not saying that everything in your life has to be about work and money and that sort of thing. Sometimes we want to get results in recreation and just having fun. And so we need to make time for that. We need to make time to have recreation in our lives because you've got to relax. You've got to rest. Sometimes that's so important. Since I decided that my weekends are for me, I actually take my weekends, it has made a major difference in my life. So give yourself the gift of the time to play and to relax, and find someone to play and relax with you, to do those things with you that you really, really enjoy. So those are the eight areas of our lives that we might want to get results in. And if you want to do that, one of the things I highly recommend is for you to write out your goals in each of those eight areas and then paste pictures of your goals in on a vision board or in a book. Like I said before, mine are in a journal. I have what I call my achievement journal, and I have a page for each of those eight areas where I write down what my goals are, and then I paste the pictures of my goals. So like with health, if I want to be healthy, I paste pictures of healthy people, of the kind of body that I want to have, and I paste pictures of each area. I go in and I paste pictures, colorful pictures, because you want to imprint on your subconscious mind. That's one of the ways you get the results you want. You imprint on your subconscious mind exactly what it is that you want. When I wanted a new car, I made up a poster, and I had pictures of the kind of car that I wanted. This was very, very important for me to get real clear on what I wanted. So I pasted pictures of these black Mercedes just about everywhere. I mean, it was the same car, but it was a lot of different pictures. I put one on my refrigerator. I put one on the visor of the car I had at the time, which was a Volkswagen, by the way. I put a picture of that black Mercedes in my wallet. I put it on my mirror in my bathroom. I had pictures of that Mercedes just about everywhere you could possibly imagine. And I know people thought I was crazy. They said, you know, that car is expensive. How are you going to get that car? Well, I just kept believing, and guess what? One day I was in class, in Spanish class, on a Saturday, and I heard the fellow behind me say to the lady behind me, he said, "Do you know anyone that wants to buy a Mercedes?" And she said, "No, why?" And he said, "Well, because I bought one for my girlfriend, and she doesn't want it." He said, "She wants that little sports model, and I bought her a bigger one, a four-door one." And he said, "She just thinks it's too big to drive, and she doesn't want it." Well, I sat there listening to this, and I started thinking, that's pretty interesting. So I turned around, and I jokingly said to him, "How'd you like a new girlfriend?" Well, he wasn't ready for a new girlfriend, but we laughed, and we talked about the car, and I said, "I'd like to look at the car." And so after class, we went outside, and I looked at the car, and guess what? It was exactly the car that had been in all of my pictures that I had cut out. It was the same exact model, and it was only 1 year old. It was absolutely beautiful black Mercedes, and it had that Lorenzo body kit on it. And guess what? I didn't even know what a Lorenzo body kit was at the time, but there was one on the picture that I had that I was pasting everywhere. And so I ended up buying that car from him at what he owed on it. He said, "I just need someone to take it off my hands because," he said, "I've got to buy my girlfriend this new car that she wants." And so I took it off for what he owed on it, and that was just about half of what it was worth at the time. So you see, you get the results you want by getting clear on what it is that you want. And so you've got to get really clear and determined. And I keep emphasizing this over and over and over to people. And sometimes I know people think I'm just totally goofy, but they don't do what it is that I advise them to do. And I know it works because it has worked in my life over and over and over and over again. So I know it'll work in your life. Just write down those 8 different areas of your life and get yourself some pictures and paste it on poster board and put them where you can see them, or put it in your journal where you're going to write every day and you're going to look in there every single day, or put them like I did in your wallet and on your car visor and on your mirror in your bathroom. Put those pictures where you can see what it is you want to be, to do, and to have. And if you do that, you're going to find out that you're going to be happy and you're going to be successful and you're going to lead that abundant life that you want. You're here to grow. You shouldn't be satisfied with not having enough or getting just getting by. It is very important for you to start doing the things that you need to do to make your life the kind of life that you want. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today as we talked about how to get the results that you want. Now, contact me, Judy, at judymario.com, and let me know what it is that you want me to talk about, because I'm here for you. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you find the things that will make you have the kind of life that you want. And some of the things that I have scheduled to talk about are stress management, assertiveness, how to get rid of the junk in your life, how to think more innovatively. And these are all subjects that are covered in my book, You Are More Than Enough. And so if you're interested in the book, what I want you to do is go to my website, judymario.com, and go over to the products page, and you'll find that book, You Are More Than Enough. And you'll also find some other fabulous self-esteem products, such as my CD on Happiness is a Choice. And there are our Life Choices series of short stories by various authors. There's 26 authors in each book telling you about what happened to them and how they accomplished more and more in their life and became more successful and had more self-confidence. So go on over to judymario.com, sign up for the newsletter, let me know what you want to hear, let me know what you want me to talk about, and always, always, always remember that you are more than enough. You can do and be and have anything you want if only you believe, and you will program your mind and take the actions that you need to take to be who it is that you want to be. You are more than enough.